Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is Laura Fox in for Jennifer Zamparelli until 12 o'clock today. And now I bet you'll start scratching your head while listening to this next conversation, because nothing says back to school like the fear of your children catching the dreaded head lice. But what are they? How can they be prevented? And why are they more common in young children? Well, friend of the show and ICU nurse Sarah Kearns is in studio to tell us more this morning. Sarah, good morning.
Hi, I love this topic. I can talk about this for hours. So we need to get the main points across.
Well, I suppose we just better kick it off and start with, what are head lice, and are nits and head lice the same thing?
Oh, great question. So basically, head lice are insects. They have no wings, so they can't jump. They can't. So that's a common misconception, is that they hop from head to head. They don't. They crawl. OK, so they're about up to about 3 millimetres long. But you can actually, when the adult head lice are in the head, you can actually see them. Right. So what happens is that head lice, they get to a maturity after about 3 weeks. They lay eggs. And that's what nits are the head lice eggs. That's what nits are, right? So you'll see them, what they'll do is crawl onto the hair, get down to the very base of the piece of hair. They secrete this glue that makes them really stick hard. They'll lay eggs there, okay? So then after about 7 to 10 days, these eggs hatch and they become into the little head lice. And then they will develop over the next 7 to 10 days again into the adult head lice, and the cycle keeps going and going and going. That's why it can be so tricky getting rid of them. It's just, they're absolutely a nightmare. The common misconception as well is that they like dirty hair. They don't. It's actually clean hair. And that's why, you know, there's sort of a social stigma to them, which is really unfair, because if you imagine, if the head lice crawl onto your hair, if you have clean hair, it's way easier than to navigate through clean hair as opposed to dirty hair. So it's actually, clean hair is actually preferred to them. And they feed every about 12 hours off your scalp. I know, they suck the blood every 12 hours.
That was one of the things that I remember. I think I must have only been like 6 or 7
and
I'm scratching my head now with the thoughts of it. But I was only about 6 or 7 and I got head lice. And I remember my mother freaking out, being like, oh my God, my child's not dirty. How did this happen? And I just remember my granny being like, they love clean hair. They love clean hair.
And where you... So the signs and symptoms, some kids don't itch at all with them, but other kids will be driven demented, scratching around their ears, at the base of the neck. The nape of the neck is a really common place to scratch. So then you can physically have a look in dry hair, but absolutely, this is how you find out if your child has head lice. Get them into the bath or shower with wet hair. Put conditioner in. Now, I found actually spraying conditioner a little bit lighter. What you need to do, right... Wet hair, conditioner in, put whatever colouring or whatever, they need to be leaning in front of them, right? Because they need to be leaning, sit at the kitchen table, they need to be leaning forward. Divide the hair into sections. And I have one of those hairdresser clips, so I just divide the hair into sections. And then what you need to do is get a comb. So the one that I found is way better than all the rest is a metal Nitty Gritty comb. So it's Nitty Gritty is the brand, and it's metal. It's got a round sort of shaped handle part, and it's metal, and you get them in Boots and they are absolutely brilliant. So what you need to do is just go from the absolute base of the hair and run this fine comb down to the bottom of the hair, right? And then get a piece of kitchen, plain bit of paper or kitchen paper, or whatever, and wipe the comb, and you should be able to see if there's head lice in them. And that's there's treatments which we'll go through now, and they're all over the place, but fine combing is the absolute gold standard for getting rid of these fellas, because the metal comb will hopefully drag these little glued on little, you know, the nit eggs off the hair and remove them. Like, that's, listen, there's loads of treatments. If you see your child scratching, what the HSE and the NHS would recommend is 2 weeks of fine combing. Every 3, have a look and see. And if you can physically see head lice, right? They recommend 2 weeks of every 3 to 4 days, like a 15 to 20 minute fine combing session. So that's a really intensive, divide the hair into sections and just do bit by bit, work your whole way through the hair, which is so hard with long hair or curly hair.
Yeah,
I know. So, there's loads of treatments, okay? So the main products are Hedrin and Lyclear, and they're the most common products in the pharmacy, okay? So go in and talk to your pharmacist. What you want is I found personally there's a Hedrin mousse that's amazing, and what you want is a product that will kill the nit eggs and the live lice. That's what you want, okay? So what happens is you put this stuff in, it's a medicated shampoo. There's some of them, the new ones have silicone in them, so you put them in and that basically smothers the head lice, so now they're dead, right? But you need to put the treatment in, wash it out, fine comb it after. You need to get rid of everything else. So you need to fine comb after the treatment. But generally, it takes two treatments. And the reason being, as I was saying, when the head lice lay eggs, 7 to 10 days after the nit eggs hatch, and now you have the next cycle of, so you need to do another treatment a week later to get the next cycle, get rid of the next cycle.
Okay,
next
fair. So you can't just leave it lie and hope for the best.
No, because you're not going to kill the nit eggs necessarily. So you need to, the best way to do it is twice.
Okay, so this is all of the hair treatments and what you should be doing there. But what should you be doing with your children's clothes and their bed sheets and pillowcases?
Yeah. Well, firstly, what I even this morning, keep your kids, if they have long hair, up and out of their face, right? And the reason that it is so prevalent in young kids is because they touch heads. If you imagine how our kids play together. But in the last couple of years, they've seen a huge growth in teenagers getting head lice because
they're shifting heads each other.
Yes. I love where you went with that. But also that they have phones and tablets. So they're in close together, huddled together, that we wouldn't have been when we were in school necessarily to the same extent. So loads of hair touching in, showing each other and whatever. So they have seen a rise in teenagers, but small kids, right? So what is really good is just plait the hair. I'm terrible at hair because I've curly hair and I'm really quite lazy. So I had to YouTube how to do proper plaits. Plaits are brilliant with long hair. So it just keeps the hair tight to the head. So so if you have free flowing hair, they see an increase in head lice in early 20s after festivals and things with people with their hair flowing, staying in tents, close quarters.
Fair.
Yeah. So plaiting the hair. Now, if you go into your pharmacist, there's a lot of tea tree based treatments that you can spray behind the ears. It deters them. It makes the lice move slower. So if you imagine, if you put this preventative stuff behind the ears and at the nape of the neck as they're heading off to school, even if head lice get onto their heads, they're just kind of stunned a bit by the smell. I was going to say as well, if you have poor head lice, poor eyesight, right? When you're going through the hair, a torch is a really good idea. A torch on your phone and even a magnifying glass. These are tiny little things. So they're little brown. When you will, the big fellas, right? The mature 3 week head lice, right? Are the size of a sesame seed and they're brown in colour. When they're tiny, when they've just hatched, they're also kind of tan coloured. They're tiny, but the white things that you'll see at the bottom of the base of the hair are the empty nests. You know when a caterpillar comes out of it's white coloured, and that's often what you'll see for sort of a couple of weeks after. It's very hard to get that, you know, that the capsule that the head lice were hatching from, that stays on the hair for a couple of weeks.
And is there any way that people could be confused and maybe think that's dandruff?
Dandruff hair product. So you can be, so because you could be scratching and someone would be looking and can't see anything, but actually there could just be loads of these empty shells or the baby nits and you mightn't see them.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So just say your child comes home, just say next week. So let's talk about the 7 to 10 days from now when this could happen. I'm scratching already. So when your child comes home, you kind of notice, or you might get a WhatsApp, a message on WhatsApp from the school or whatever saying, hey, listen, there's an outbreak of head lice. Okay. What you do is, as I said, do the fine combing, 15, 20 minutes, see if there's anything in there. But if you do find head lice, go to your pharmacist, have talked to them. As I recommended, that it's, you know, there's a lot of research into those hoovers, you know, those mini comb hoovers, but they say they just don't work. The good old traditional fine combing the hair, right? What you need to do is really treat the whole family, because I know when I'm reading my kids' stories or whatever, my head is touching their head. You need to treat the whole family. In terms of the bed linen, as you were saying, head lice only die at about 53 degrees. So you need to put everything on at a hot wash. Things that can't be washed. If you imagine that, if you have a sofa that your kids watch telly on or you read or whatever on, you need to give that a good clean. You could use a kind of a fabric cleaner, but head lice can only live off the body for 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah. So anything that can't be washed, get it dry clean. But you need to clean the bed, all the bed sheets, the pillowcases, the sheets, the duvets, clean them, 60 degree wash, right? Treat the whole family. And then they can only survive for the 2 days. So what you need to do is just wash whatever you've been using up to 2 days before the head lice are noted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in a quick recap, prevention is key.
Yeah. Prevention's absolutely key. Maybe go to your pharmacy, get like a tea tree thing for behind the ears, some sort of deterrent. Head hair in plaits. How are you going to tell a 6-year-old not to touch heads with another 6-year-old? But what you could do is just keep an eye. It's weekly investigative fine combing. So put aside Sunday evenings or whatever and do the fine combing, 15 to 20 minutes per child. Make a sort of like a family thing that you spend time with each kid, 15 to 20 minutes, fine comb every single week, look out for them, conditioner the hair. And if you find them, then you can use a treatment.
And let's say your child does have head lice and you now know they've got lice. Should you keep them off school?
No, all the recommendations are no.
Okay.
Especially once you put a treatment in, they're good to go again. Usually, you know, when we were young, we would have been kept off school till they were all gone. They say no anymore. They're sort of rampant in school. But once you use the treatment and do a good, decent fine comb after, they're good to go back to school.
And
there is professional head lice and nit removers. Do you know, I think there's one in Stillorgan, so you can go and they actually do it for you. What heroes.
Oh, so no, some, you don't even have to do it yourself. Yeah, oh my God, I'd pay any money to have
Give
to
it
do
a
that.
Google.
And especially, this is the biggest thing now. They are, yes, more rampant in younger children because obviously they're playing together and stuff, but nobody's really safe. Everybody has to be looked after.
Everyone has to be. And you know, how do you even know if they're gone, right? When I was talking about these little capsules that the nits hatch from, right? So they will go to the very base of the hair so they can suck in the blood off your scalp, okay? But if, just say your hair then continues to grow, so once they move away, so if they're about 1 centimetre from the base of the hair and you see no live lice, that means you can safely say that at this stage that they're gone. Everyone has something to say about head lice because my mum put mayonnaise in her hair or tea tree or vinegar, some people say to it. But they say that there's not much science behind it. Just fine combing is absolute key to that.
So fine combing is key. Well, Sarah, hopefully people listening haven't got too bad a dose of the heebie-jeebies.
Just do it once a week starting next week. And if your kids do get head lice, do your treatment, do your fine comb, and every 3 to 4 days after that.
Amazing
do a bit
stuff
of fine
all together. Sarah, thanks for coming in and speaking with us this morning.
Bye. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.